This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here's another story of a booming brand name, candy this time. Sometime this year, according to the market research firm Euromonitor International, Snickers is going to pass M&M's and become the number one candy brand in the world. Marketplace's Mark Garrison explains exactly how that's going to happen.
Snickers flavor is anything but novel in America. The candy bar debuted in 1930. Herbert Hoover was president. But Lee Linthicum, Euromonitor's global head of food research, says the peanut chocolate combo is unusual elsewhere.
It's certainly a new flavor, a different flavor proposition from much of the rest of the world, and it's one that's actually gaining traction in many markets.
He predicts all that traction will add up to more than $3.5 billion in Snickers sales this year. The mix of salty and sweet isn't the only selling point. Linthicum says Snickers' message of a peanut-powered boost is also working.
It's almost like a de facto energy bar, like a power bar. It's not. It's a candy bar, but the peanut element is important.
That pitch has kept Snickers strong back home in America. To stay on top around the world, Snickers will need to succeed in that rather large East Asian country that winds up in nearly every global business story. Bernard Pasiniak is editor-in-chief of the trade journal Candy Industry.
China is the huge market for a lot of major chocolate and confectionery companies. You know, the Chinese don't have a history with chocolate, but they certainly have an appetite for all things Western.
He says India matters too, but chocolate is tricky because India's climate can melt it into a gooey mess. So maybe there's hope for M&M's to reclaim the top spot. After all, they promise to melt in your mouth, not in your hand. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.